篇四十六篇。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽坑坑翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至圣者居住的圣所。神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地便融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。他止息刀兵，直到地极，他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。这是神的话，阿们。
Thank you, Pastor Doris, for leading us in prayer.
感谢 Doris 牧师带我们祷告。
Thank you, Zephon, for the children's moment.
谢谢为小孩子们的祷告。
Thank you to our choir for singing.
感谢诗歌班的献诗。
Thank you to James for the announcements.
感谢 James 的加时报告。
And thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Pastor.
Today is the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War.
今天是第一次世界大战结束的100周年纪念日。
World War I was described as the war to end all wars.
第一次世界大战曾被说成是结束所有战争的战争。
Sadly, it did not.
可悲的是，它并没有结束所有的战争。
Today, wars still rage.
如今世界上仍然战争四起。
Today, 64 countries and 576 militias and separatists are engaged in civil, revolutionary or terrorist actions.
今天有64个国家，576个国民军和分裂分子正从事着民事的案件，大的变革，甚至是恐怖主义行动。
And the fighting in Syria, Yemen, and Afghanistan is by far the worst.
在叙利亚、也门、阿富汗的战争是迄今为止最严重的。
What can we say to this broken, hurting world? What is God's word to us on this Remembrance Day?
我们能对这个破碎受伤的世界说什么呢？在这个纪念阵亡将士的日子里，神给我们怎样的话语呢？
Psalm 46 gives us an answer.
诗篇四十六篇给我们答案。
This psalm is one of the most comforting of all the psalms.
这一篇诗篇是所有诗篇中最令人感到安慰的一篇。
How many of us cling to the words of verse 10? Be still and know that I am God.
我们中间有多少人紧紧抓住第十节经文？你们要休息，要知道我是神。
How many of us find hope in the words, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble?
神是我们的避难所。是我们的力量，在我们的患难中，神是我们随时的帮助。我们中间有多少人在这样的话语中 找到盼望。
What makes this psalm so meaningful to me is its honesty and its confidence.
使得这一诗篇对我有如此深刻意义的是它的诚实和它的信心。
In 11 verses, we hear the truth about our world and God's faithfulness, and we hear two commands to revive our faith and stop our fruitless anxiety.
在十一节的经文中，我们听到关于这个世界的真相和神的信实，我们也听到神用两条诫命来恢复我们的信心，停止我们不必要的忧虑。
This psalm brings us back to what matters for a day like Remembrance Sunday.
这一篇诗篇把我们带回到像纪念阵亡将士纪念日这样重要的一天。
The truth about our world is that bad things happen.
世界的真相就是不好的事情会发生。
Verses 2 and 3 describe the earth giving way, mountains falling into the sea, waters roaring and mountains quaking.
第二节和第三节描述了大地崩塌，高山坠入大海，众水咆哮，山峦颤抖。
We call these natural disasters.
我们称这些是自然灾害。
When I arrived in England just a few weeks ago, the country was reeling from a storm. It was called Storm Callum.
当我几个星期前到达英国的时候，英国正被一场风暴席卷着。那场风暴被称为 Callum 风暴。
I confess I was hesitant to mention my name, lest I be accused of causing all the damage.
我承认我有点犹豫，不太想提到我的名字，担心被控告是我带来的这场损失。
But Storm Callum was nothing compared with the damage and loss of life caused by hurricanes and typhoons, floods and famine, disease and death.
但是与飓风和台风，与洪水和饥荒、死亡、疾病所造成的损失与失去的生命相比，这场 Callum 风暴根本算不得什么。
Several of us have experienced such calamities firsthand.
我们中间有几位亲身经历过这样的灾难。
Some of us have family and friends.Trying to rebuild their lives after typhoons in the Philippines, for example.
例如，我们中间有些人的家人和朋友正在一场菲律宾的台风过后重建他们的家园。
It's a hard truth that in our sinful, fallen world, there is no guarantee of immunity from bad things.
这是一个残酷的事实，就是在这个世界，在这个罪恶堕落的世界里，没有人能保证可以从这些糟糕的事情中幸免。
Natural disasters are not the only bad things that happen.
自然灾害并不是唯一会发生的坏事。
Verse 6 says, Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall.
第六节讲到，外邦喧嚷，列国动摇。
In other words,People do bad things.
换言之，人做坏的事情。
Catherine, Skylyn, my daughter, and I were walking through St. James's Park near Buckingham Palace nearly 3 weeks ago.
大约三个星期以前，我和我的太太、我的女儿在白金汉宫附近的 St. James 公园前面散步。
A young man and woman were walking towards us.
一个年轻的男士和一位女士向我们的方向走过来。
Suddenly, a cyclist came out of nowhere and hit the woman head on. She fell with a thump on the concrete pathway.
突然，一个骑单车的人不知道从哪里冒出来，迎面撞上了那位女士。她砰的一声倒在水泥路上。
The young man with her was livid.
和
Thankfully, apologies were offered.
好在骑单车的人有道歉。
But the fact is, cycling in St. James's Park is prohibited. The cyclist should not have been there.
但是事实上, St. James公园是不可以骑单车的。那个骑单车的人根本就不能够在那儿。
That incident is only a very trivial example of how people do bad things.
那次事故只是人怎么做坏事的一个微不足道的例子。
What about sexual abuse?
那性虐待呢?
What about fraud?
欺骗行为呢?
What about domestic violence?
家庭暴力呢?
What about economic injustice?
经济上的暗中操作呢?
What about terrorism?
恐怖主义呢?
The Bible never says everything goes smoothly.
圣经从来没有说万事顺利。
Psalm 46 is realistic about the tragedies of life.
诗篇46篇是对人生悲剧的一个真实描述。
We live in a broken world. Bad things happen. None of us is immune.
我们生活在一个破碎的世界，不好的事情会发生，无人能幸免。
But thankfully, this psalm does not stop there.
非常感恩，这篇诗篇并没有停在这里。
In the midst of surging waters and quaking mountains, this psalm assures us of God's presence. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
在滔滔洪水和震动的山峦之中，这一诗篇让我们确信神的同在。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
In my mom's kitchen, there was a broken drawer.
在我母亲的厨房里有一个坏了的抽屉。
It's a large drawer used to store plates and cups.
是一个用来存放盘子和杯子的很大的抽屉。
The slides on the drawer were broken, and my mum was frustrated and tearful because the drawer was difficult to open and close.
抽屉上的滑道坏了，我妈妈有点不开心。 有点难过，因为那个抽屉拉开、关上都比较困难。
So I dismantled the drawer, bought new drawer slides, and repaired the drawer.
所以我把抽屉拆了下来，买了新的滑道装上，把抽屉修好了。
And now my mom tells me how wonderful it is to have the drawer working, and even better than before.
现在我妈妈告诉我说，抽屉能用了，简直太棒了，甚至比以前更好用。She
needed someone with her who saw her tears, understood the problem, and had the time to repair the drawer.
她需要有人陪着她，能够看到她的眼泪，理解她面临的难处，并且有时间修理抽屉。
The author of this psalm gives us the same assurance.
这篇诗篇的作者给了我们同样的保证。
In our struggles and difficulties, God is our ever-present help.
在我们的挣扎和困难中，神是我们永远的帮助。
But why can the author of this psalm give such assurance?
为什么诗篇的作者就能够给出我们这样的保证呢?
It must have been his own testimony.
那一定是他自己亲身经历了神的确据。
God had proven to be his refuge and strength, so he could tell others that God would be their refuge and strength.
神向他证明了是他的避难所，是他的力量。 所以他可以告诉别人，神也将是他们的避难所，是他们的力量。No
doubt you have heard the famous story of Horatio Spafford and his hymn, It Is Well With My Soul.
毫无疑问，您一定听说过这个关于著名的 Horatio Spafford 的故事以及他的赞美诗，我心灵得安宁。
Spafford's son was killed at age 2 in the Chicago fire of 1871.
Spafford, 他的儿子才只有两岁的时候，就在1871年芝加哥的一场大火中丧生。
The same fire ruined Spafford financially.
这场大火使他全家在经济上无法支撑下去。
And 2 years later, he planned to travel to Europe with his family.
2年以后，他计划带着全家一起到欧洲。
At the last minute, he had to send his wife and 4 daughters ahead of him.
拖到最后一刻，他不得不让他的妻子和他的4个女儿在他之前出发。
Sadly, the ship carrying his family collided with another sea vessel.
不幸的是，他的家人乘坐的船与海上另外一只船相撞。
All 4 of Spafford's daughters died.
他只剩下的这4个女儿全部都失去了生命。
Shortly afterwards, Spafford traveled to meet his grieving wife.
不久以后，他前往与他悲伤的妻子见面。
As his ship passed near where his children died, he wrote his now most famous hymn.
当他的船经过他的孩子们失去生命的地方时，他写下了现在这一首著名的赞美诗。
Even in grief and facing terrible loss, he could say, it is well with my soul.
即使在悲伤和面临可怕的失去的时候，他仍然可以说：“我心灵得安宁，得安宁。”
The author of Psalm 46 had the same confidence.
诗篇46篇的作者也有同样的信心。
No matter what happens, God is our refuge and strength.
无论发生任何事情。神都是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
This is the confidence God wants for all believers, so that when the earth moves and the sea roars, we know where to turn.
这是神希望我们所有信靠他的人都要有的信心。所以，当大地震动、大海咆哮的时候，我们知道该转向哪里。
But how do we turn? How can our faith be revived and our anxiety be stopped?
但是我们该怎样转呢？我们怎样才能恢复信心，停止忧虑呢？
There are 2 commands in this psalm that do precisely this.
诗篇中的两条诫命准确地回答这个问题。
The first is in verse 8. Come and see the works of the Lord.
首先是在第八节，你们来看耶和华的作为。
In the context, this verse describes God's purpose of justice and peace.
根据上下文，这节经文描述了神的公义与和平的心意。
It's a command to have hope. Hope because God's purposes will succeed.
有盼望是一条命令，之所以有盼望，是因为神的心意要成就。
I listen to many people, my parents, friends, fellow believers here at Trinity, who shake their heads at what is happening in our world today.
我听到很多人，我的父母、朋友、三一浸信会的信徒们，对当今世界发生的事情摇头叹息。
In the days before Remembrance Day, I cannot count the number of times I've heard or read in the news that those who died for our freedom would be shocked to see what has become of our society.
在这个纪念阵亡将士纪念日之前的日子里，我记不清有多少次听到，而且在新闻中读到， 说那些为我们的自由而牺牲的人，当他们看到我们的社会发生了怎样的变化的时候，他们是会如何的震惊。
Even in church, sometimes we can despair.
即使是在教堂里，有的时候我们也会失望。
Something doesn't go as we would like.
有些事情不像我们所希望的那样进行。
Someone doesn't behave as we think they should.
有些人不像我们认为应该去行的而行。
Someone does or says something that we do not agree with.
有些人做了或说了一些我们不认同的事情。
There are moments when we might be tempted to think, shall I just give up?
有的时候我们也禁不住会想，我是不是应该放弃呢？
And then I read verse 8.
于是我读了第八节。
Come and see the works of the Lord. God is at work, even in this broken and sinful world.
你们来看耶和华的作为，神在做，即使在这个破碎罪恶的世界里。
No, I shall not give up.God can revive our faith.
不，我不应该放弃。神会复兴我的信心。
A few years ago, at a Canadian Baptist ministry's presentation, I heard the story of a Muslim refugee family.
几年前，在一次加拿大浸信会事工的分享介绍中，我听到了关于一个穆斯林难民家庭的故事。
This family.Fled from Syria across the border into Lebanon.
这个家庭越过边境，从叙利亚逃到黎巴嫩。
And there they were welcomed, fed, housed, and cared for by members of the Lebanese Baptist community, a community supported by CBM.
这个家庭在那里受到黎巴嫩浸信会弟兄姊妹们热烈的欢迎、安置、喂养和照顾。黎巴嫩浸信会是 CBM 所支持的一个团体。
Experiencing such care and learning about Jesus, the husband of this refugee family said this to his Lebanese Christian friends.
在经历了这样的被关怀，并学习了有关耶稣的事情以后，这个难民家庭的丈夫对那些黎巴嫩的基督徒说，
He said, I thank God for the war because it led me to you.
我感谢神，我为这个战争感谢神，因为神让我认识他，认识你。
God is at work. Come and see the works of the Lord.
神在做，来，来看耶和华的作为。
As we focus on what God is doing, the less we are rocked by the turmoil around us.
当我们定睛于神的作为，我们便不会被周围的动荡所动摇。
Listen again to these words from Romans chapter 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death,Nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
让我们再来听罗马书第八章中所讲的，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥荒吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀， 人看我们如将宰的羊，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
God is at work. We have no need to despair. His purpose will succeed.
神在做，我们不需要失望，他的心意将会成就。
Come and see is the first command in this psalm.
来看耶和华的作为，这是第一条命令。
But there's a second.
还有第二条。
It's probably the most famous phrase in this psalm.
这可能是这篇诗篇中最著名的一句话。
Verse 10 says, Be still and know that I am God.
第十节说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
We treat this as a powerful invitation to turn away from distraction and to reconnect with God.
我们把这句话是看作一个强有力的邀请，让我们远离搅扰，重新与神连接。
That's good, but it's not what this psalm is saying.
这样很好，但这并不是这篇诗篇所要说的。
The Hebrew for be still is not said quietly or serenely.
希伯来语 be still, 休息，静下心来，并不是那么平平静静地说出来的。
It's a thunderous enough, stop!
那是一个雷鸣般的声音，足够了，停下来吧。
When we're tempted to be anxious, tempted to fret, tempted to worry, here is God's word, enough!Stop! I am your security.
当我们试图去焦虑，试图去烦恼，试图去担忧的时候，这里有神的话，足够了，停下来，我是你们的保障。
3 years ago, my son Dakota and I were thinking through some things.
3年前，我和我的儿子要将一些事情考虑清楚。
I took him into the sanctuary at First Baptist Church Penticton, where I was pastor.
我把他带到 Penticton 第一浸信会的大堂里，我是那里的牧师。
No one else was there.
那里没有别人。
On the wall was a marvelously crafted banner depicting Christ's death and his glorious resurrection.
墙上有一幅精心绘制的横幅，描绘了基督的死和他荣耀的复活。
We sat facing this banner.
我们面对着横幅坐下。
We looked at Jesus hanging on the cross, taking our sin and suffering.
我们看到耶稣挂在十字架上，背负着我们的罪和痛苦。
And the cross shows us that Jesus is with us in our pain.And struggle and search for peace in our lives.
十字架告诉我们，在我们的痛苦与挣扎中，耶稣与我们同在，并引领我们在我们的生活中寻求平安。
Jesus is with us when things go well and when they go badly.
无论是高山是低谷，主耶稣都与我们同在。
God can offer us true peace.Because he's walked in the way of suffering.
神能赐给我们真正的平安，因为主耶稣走过这条苦路。
He knows what suffering is like.
他体会受苦的真实感受。
And then we looked at the risen Jesus.
然后我们看着复活升天的耶稣。
The resurrection tells us that even though there is pain and suffering,God's final word is victory over sin and death.
复活告诉我们，即使有疼痛、有苦难，神的结局是胜过了罪和死亡。
The resurrection teaches us that there can be life and hope and peace where it seemed none could ever exist.
复活让我们明白，在似乎无可指望的时候，仍然有生命，有盼望，有平安。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17 says, God gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
罗马书四章十七节说，神是叫死人得生命，是使无变为有的神。
God is our security. Jesus is our peace.
神是我们的保障，耶稣是我们的平安。
This is the hope that Psalm 46 verse 10 points to.
这是诗篇四十六篇第十节所指出的盼望。
Enough, I hear God say. Look to Jesus. He is all that you need.
足够了，我听到神说，仰望主。他是你所需要的一切。
A man announced a contest to produce a painting about true peace.
有一个人要举办一次以真正的平安为主题的绘画比赛。
Paintings arrived from far and wide.
很多作品从四面八方送过来。
Finally, the day to judge the entries arrived.
决赛的最后一天。揭晓结果的时刻到了。
The man uncovered one peaceful seed after another, while the viewers clapped and cheered.
他揭开了一个又一个能够表达平安的作品，观众们报以掌声与欢呼。
But who would win?
但谁会赢呢？
Only two pictures remained veiled.
只有最后的两幅画还没有被揭开。
The man pulled the cover from one.
这个人揭开了其中的一幅。
A hush fell over the crowd.
人群中一片寂静。
The picture was of a smooth lake, lush green birches stood under the soft evening sky.
这幅画的画面是平静的湖面，苍翠繁茂的白桦树屹立在柔和的夜空下。
Along a grassy shore, a flock of sheep grazed undisturbed.
一群羊沿着长满青草的海岸吃草，不会受到任何的干扰。
Surely this was the winner.
当然这是赢家。
Then the man uncovered the second painting.
然后他又揭开了第二幅画。
The crowd gasped.
人群中发出赞叹。
A tumultuous waterfall cascaded down a rocky precipice.
一个宣泄的瀑布从悬崖峭壁上飞流直下。
Storm clouds threatened to explode with lightning.
暴风、乌云、雷风、闪电。
Wind and rain swirled around.
狂风四起，雷雨交加。
In the midst of these thundering and bitter images, a spindly tree clung to the rocks.
在这异乎寻常、非常严酷的景象中，一棵纤弱的树木牢牢地贴在岩石上。
And on one branch, a bird had built a nest.
在一根枝杈上，一只鸟筑了一个巢。
And there,Within her nest, she rested on her eggs, safe from the storm about her.
那只鸟正卧在她所生的蛋上，在暴风雨中无比的平安。
This painting, of all the paintings, depicted true peace.
在所有的作品中，这一幅作品描绘了真正的平安。
Bad things will happen.
不好的事情会发生。
But God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。因此，我们不要害怕。
God's purpose will be fulfilled. We will not give up.
神的旨意会成就，我们不会放弃的。
So enough!Stop! Jesus is all that we need.
所以 足够了，停下来，耶稣是我们所需要的一切。
As Jesus himself said in John chapter 14, verse 27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
正如耶稣自己在约翰福音十四章二十七节所言，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，所以
Jesus is our true refuge.
耶稣是我们真正的避难所。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing that hymn by Horatio Spafford.